7447 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
The Conference Board just releasing its monthly gauge of consumer confidence for March. Analysts had expected it would rise to 131 points. In fact, it dropped a bit to 127.7. Funeral services to be held today in Atlanta for the former Georgia Governor Zell Miller, and three former U.S. presidents will be there. Jimmy Carter, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton all expected to speak at the service. Miller died Friday at the age of 86 after a battle with Parkinson's disease.
And I'm willing to help him if I can help him and give him the benefit of the doubt.
That's one of those former presidents, Jimmy Carter, speaking to CBS News about President Trump, saying he believes Trump wants to do a good job. Though in a USA Today interview this morning, Carter also slams the president's choice of John Bolton to be his national security advisor. Jimmy Carter doesn't like that Bolton's been advocating war with North Korea and attacks on Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
If you thought the flu season was just about over, well, the CDC has news for you. It's warning that a second wave of the potentially deadly illness is now spreading across the nation. And while earlier in the season it was influenza A that was more common, this time it's the type B strain that is responsible for most hospitalizations. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also reporting that 133 children in America have died of the flu since October. And experts giving an early look at the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season.
Stormy weather.
He won't release his official 2018 hurricane forecast for two more weeks, but hurricane expert Phil Klotzbach of Colorado State University told a national hurricane conference in Orlando that if things don't change, the upcoming Atlantic hurricane season could be another very active one. He said the conditions include a weak La Nina event and a slightly warmer than normal temperature in the Atlantic, though he says things could still change between now and the peak of the hurricane season, which would be later in the summer. And the woman at the center of the landmark 1954 U.S. Supreme Court case that ended school segregation in America is dead. Linda Brown's family confirming that she died on Sunday in Topeka, Kansas. Brown was 76. Remember, we're online as well as on the radio at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, today we're talking about success stories, times when patients took care of their health and changed the course of their lives. Living proof, folks, that you can change your life around. I thought I'd ask the doctors just to give some stories of patients, you know, no names, of course, but just some scenarios where they've seen people make incredible strides and turn their health around.
One of the most incredible patients I had here at Executive Medicine was a director or the president of a financial services company. He was about 67. He was ready to retire. And when he came in, it's fair to say he sort of looked like Jabba the Hutt. And he was very overweight. His eyelids were closed three quarters of the way. He had no energy, nothing. And I spoke to him and honestly didn't think he took my advice seriously, but he did. A year later, he had dropped 70 pounds. He was full of vim, vigor, and vitality. His hormones were normalized. Instead of retiring, he stayed on with the company and made it twice as successful. It was just absolutely remarkable. And a testament that when patients take advice and follow it and take it to heart, it makes a difference.
I got to ask you, though, both of you, do you feel like because at Executive Medicine of Texas, we do, oh my gosh, a slew of tests, 100 different lab values. We test cognition and fitness, all these things. Do you think it's because they have it in front of them, you know, in black and white, graphic charts, everything they need about their health? Do you think that empowers them?
I think it gives them a sense of control, you know, and that sense empowers them. But then you lay out a fairly detailed plan. I mean, there's some variables that go into that, but you give them a plan, and you know, it's always the fear of the unknown that is what gets people angst. And so you get rid of some of those unknowns, the fear goes down, and then it's easier for them to start on a program. I think the other thing that I get the biggest kick out of is showing them the progress. So
right.
You know, I had a lady in today, been doing our physicals for 5, 6, 7 years now. And again, I can show her that she's better off today, as good or better in most every parameter, every metric at 62 than she was when she was 55.
Yep.
So, you know, now that she's been doing it a while, it's like, hey, that's pretty good. What if I told you you'd be basically the same as you are today when you're 67? Would you buy into that? And the answer is yes, because now she's got the proof in front of her.
Well, a lot of times they're better than just status quo. You know, obviously the goal is not to age and not to get worse, but, you know, to increase it and get better. Part of that's the hormones, I'd say.
And, you know, Mark, you're right. You used the word metrics, numbers. We give patients numbers. So many patients, you know, it disgusts me when I get a new patient who says is a diabetic. And he's been to another physician, and the physician said, watch your diet.
What does that mean?
I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah. And I'm watching it. I'm watching this donut go down my throat.
We give him a very detailed program. Part of it for a diabetic, for example, following the American Diabetic Association guidelines, eat less than 45 grams of carbohydrates per meal. Simply giving the patient a number to follow will cause success to happen. And, you know, we drive a car. We look at the gas tank. We look at the oil level. We have metrics on our cars. Why do we ignore our own bodies?
Well, I use that exact example. I was like, I don't care what job you're in. You can be a truck driver. You got a gas gauge and a speedometer. I mean, you've got some.
And your logs and everything else.
Some metrics you're using to manage what you're doing. And if you don't have some metrics to it or some numbers, you can't manage it.
Right.
And so by expanding that set of metrics from what's done on your regular physical at your doc, where you're just getting your cholesterol, glucose, body mass index, you know, basics.
Maybe that, right?
You can very much extend. And, you know, another one, I was doing an exit interview today. The gentleman's made some improvements in a year, weight's down a little bit and such. But he had a huge improvement in his cardiac specific CRP that dropped from 4.1 to 1.1.
Nice.
Right. So it's like you know, you just dramatically reduce your risk of heart disease.
Yep.
He has plaques. They're stable. We've, you know, he's not at risk for a heart attack right now. But, you know, that one metric is giving him a lot of attaboys because he's not seeing it on the scale. I mean, he didn't have a whole lot of weight to lose, but, you know, he's working at it, working at it. And if you hadn't checked that, he might get frustrated and just say, you know, it doesn't matter. I can go back to doing whatever I want to do.
Yeah, but now he's toning down that inflammation.
He's still motivated.
That's absolutely huge. Let's talk about a minute about like some of the blood tests. I want to really zone in on one, and that's the hemoglobin A1C, which actually gives us the risk for diabetes, prediabetes, and such, because it measures blood sugars over the course of 3 months instead of just giving you the one little shot of like a glucose. It only tells you what your blood sugar is at that exact moment. And people think, oh, I don't have diabetes, but, you know, the time to prevent that is when we see these climbing A1Cs. You don't have to have a diabetic A1C. You can have a pre-diabetes A1C, and that's when you turn the train around.
And, of course, the pre-diabetic phrase is an artificial phrase. It's basically describing someone whose blood sugars are elevated but not severely, and they're at a point that if they follow a good nutrition plan, they won't need medication or insulin shots. So we artificially call it pre-diabetes. So, you know, the hemoglobin A1C.
Maybe we should have a new term, pre-dead.
I like that.
Right.
So, you're doc, pre-dead.
Doc, tell me what my physical says. Well, everything looks fine, but you suffer from pre-dead. Pre-morbidity.
But
goodness, what do I do to change that? I've got a plan.
So the hemoglobin A1C is a 90-day moving average of what your blood sugars have been. But remember, it's an average. And normal is under 5.7. 5.7 to about 6.5 we call prediabetes. But, you know, people sometimes don't take it seriously, prediabetes. Oh, I'll watch my diet a little bit. They don't realize that even at that level, they can get the side effects of diabetes, you know, the retinal damage to their eyes, kidney damage, nerve damage, and so on. So it's important and it's serious. And the good news is at that point, you can correct it with proper nutrition. But even the A1C test can be a little bit misleading because it's an average. And, you know, some people who are diabetic, who are on medication, they'll check their blood sugars 3-4 times a day. They're good. But 2 hours after they eat, sometimes they have really high sugars. And, you know, I'll get people in and the A1C is really high. And they say, we don't know why this happened. And it's because their sugars can be high periodically.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. It's the time we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked that it made the news. I'm just shocked somebody spent money on this particular study. I'm just going to complain here. So there's a new research out of Latin America suggests that anxiety is higher in women with larger waist to height ratios. They studied 5,580 women with a mean age of 49.7 years. 58% were postmenopausal and 61.3% reported anxiety.
Hmm.
Okay, really? You think? Right? So you look at the age of these women, they're either menopausal or right around menopausal age. So we know anxiety goes up with hormone imbalance. Furthermore, a smaller waist would indicate that they're having a more active lifestyle and they're exercising, which would mean that they have less anxiety because they're doing natural things to control that anxiety. And this just blows me away because this is just what we've been preaching all along. We don't need a study. We don't need to look at 5,000 women with a big waist to tell them that that's going to cause them anxiety. I'm sorry. I'm on a band. Like, I don't know.
Well, most of them were postmenopausal, not on hormones. So right off the get-go, they're going to have more anxiety.
But I'm kind of
it's got nothing to do with the waist ratio.
I was thinking it doesn't have anything to do with the waist either. It's like, okay. See, 60% are postmenopausal, 60% have anxiety.
You think there's a connection?
Right. Yeah, I just love when we get studies like this and they, you know, they're just, I don't know. I don't know why they spend the money to do this. I mean,
I think the point they were trying to get at is that increased abdominal adiposity, you know, may increase anxiety.
Yeah, well, it increases a lot of things, including heart disease. But anyways, we're going to post a link to that study in the show notes. And we've got to go to a commercial. We'll be back in just a second, and we're going to talk more about living proof. We're going to have somebody coming on the show. His name's Paul. He's got a great story.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rabcoins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, we have been talking about living proof. That's right. People that follow advice, good, sound advice, and they actually become healthier and live longer. And if you're just tuning in, you can actually catch the show in its entirety in the podcast version, Staying Young Show 2.0. But you heard it right here first on one of the 57 stations that we're on across the country. We love our affiliates. If you like listening to us in your area, let your station know. That's how we stay on the air.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
All right, in this Immortal Minute, we're talking about DNA repair is essential for cell vitality, cell survival, and cancer prevention. Yet a cell's ability to patch up damaged DNA declines with age for reasons that we don't fully understand. Now we have research that has been led by scientists at Harvard Medical School that reveals a critical step in the molecular chain of events that allows cells to mend their broken DNA. These findings were published in Science magazine and offer critical insight in how we repair after radiation exposure. Specifically, NAD, which has been identified over a century ago, is a controller for cell-damaging oxidation. And when we use an NAD precursor called NMN, it mitigates the age-related DNA damage and wards off DNA damage from radiation exposure. Trials in the animals have shown that this basically slows down the aging process with about four times the efficiency as resveratrol. And Dr. Gammon and I were at a Harvard conference a couple years ago where they actually were introduced this research, and now it's been published, and we're in our way to find NMN.
Isn't it fun, like, that you guys always are on the cutting edge? And it's like, this is like, what was that, a year or two ago, and you knew about that, and now the rest of the world's finding out?
Yeah. It was more like 3 years ago, I think.
True.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Well, we got a special guest on with us, Paul Gundotra. Is it Paul, am I saying your last name right?
It's Gundotra.
Gundotra. Okay, Paul Gundotra. Yeah. He started his life in India in an upper-middle-class family, came to the U.S. at age 27, and by 46, he was a self-made millionaire from a high-tech manufacturing company he founded in his basement with investment of $30. And his health hasn't always been the greatest, but his drive to improve his health is what has made him active and healthy and what he is today, which is lean and mean. He's a proven testament that taking charge of your health changes your course forever. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Judy. I just wanted to make correction. It was investment of $300, not $30.
Oh, well, yeah, that makes a difference, right? But it would have been really impressive at $30.
You can't buy anything with $30. Nobody would believe that. But anyway, my health journey, Judy, started when I went to a dentist for the first time at the age of 33.
The first time?
I was told at age of 33.
Wow.
And, of course, this is in the United States. I came to the U.S. when I was 27, but I never went to a dentist until I was 33. I was told I would need gum surgery, very painful treatment, and expensive as well. So I decided to get a second opinion from another dentist. He told me it's not too late for you to reverse your gum disease. So now, almost four decades later, I've been told by dentists that they have never seen such healthy gums. How I did this, subject of another episode. For now, I want to focus my journey with hormone replacement therapy to keep us young forever.
Well, that's I tell you what, hormones is definitely something that we talk a lot about on this show. So I'm really glad that you're going to kind of walk us through your journey of hormones.
Well, let me just add that most of the friends that my son has, he is a CEO of a medical device company and used to be the number two guy at Google. And he tells me, his friends tell me, Paul, you're about 20 years ahead of everybody else in biohacking your health. So after my heart attack in 1984, I was told I have maybe a year or two to live. That started my journey to health in a totally new direction. I started listening to doctors' radio show whenever I was driving in my car.
Could you say that again for me?
That's right.
You started listening to doctors' radio shows. Good sound advice. That right that is, there is
well,
worth the whole show.
The thing is, that's the only way you're going to get the latest. By the time you read books, they're outdated and late, and many books have so much fluff in them, they are, you know, filled with, and most people don't take time to read it. So
point.
I found listening to podcasts and radio station is the way to go with the latest information. So you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. You know, we love what we do, and we love hearing from our listeners. We get a lot of feedback from the listeners, and I'm glad that we can bring them information that they can use in their daily lives. So let's talk a little bit about your – what age did you get on hormones?
I started in it's about 45. That's when I started. 46, 45 is when I started, when I learned from the radio station. The doctor said when you reach about 45, your hormone, especially testosterone, start dropping tremendously. And unless you have good testosterone levels, you're not going to be able to build muscles.
Right.
And have a lean body. And that's when I started using it. And a year or two later, my wife said, ex-wife now, said, I have never seen these kind of muscles ever before in your body. So I knew it was working.
Yeah.
Even with heart attack, I was playing 2 hours a day tennis in Florida heat.
Wow.
This is after heart attack.
Well, because
the doctor
you had the
been
stamina.
Giving me Yeah, exactly. I mean, these hormones is what my learning with hormone is. Everything is driven by hormone. Hormones tell your body you're old and dying. Don't build muscle. Don't do anything. But if you have the same hormone when you have 21, you're going to feel like 21 all your life. I feel the same way. I don't look 21 anymore when I look in the mirror, but I feel no less when I felt
Yeah,
when I was 21.
Paul, I've seen your picture. You don't look bad. What's your age right now?
I'm 77, but most people will think I'm 57.
I never would have guessed that. Really?
No. Most. Listen, too many times when my son introduces me, my both kids introduce me to their friends at wedding or any place else, and they think, I thought you were brothers.
Wow.
I hear that all the time.
I can't believe
so
that.
That's good for working. You. That's bad for your son.
No, actually, my son has started the same therapy about 2 years ago that I was in because they were friends were telling me, Paul's dating women 30 years younger, and he looks so young, nothing like our parents do. We need to get on this bandwagon.
You know,
he's already doing that.
We're going to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about specific blood tests and different things that really led to your journey, and then some of the tests the doctors here recommend people get. We got to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. Thank you so much for protecting our country and fighting for freedoms. And we know you're listening because we can see those podcast downloads. We'll be right back and continue with Paul's inspiring journey.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to biotbalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of the nation's capital, where federal authorities now say they've arrested a man in connection with a half a dozen suspicious packages that turned up at military installations and government buildings in the Washington, D.C. area yesterday. Officials say one of those packages, which was received at the National Defense University in D.C., contained explosive material. As for the arrest, so far authorities are only saying that the man hails from the Pacific Northwest. The White House says despite the expulsion of 60 Russian intelligence agents after the poisoning of an ex-spy and his daughter in London a few weeks ago, the president does still want to be able to work with Russia on issues of mutual concern.
Counterterrorism, for example, and others.
Deputy Press Secretary Raj Shah there. Meanwhile, the Kremlin is continuing to threaten retaliation for those expulsions. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, I've got to tell everybody, we're talking about living proof today. That's right. When people follow the advice of staying younger and staying healthier, it actually works. And we've got a special guest on with us, Paul. And Paul is just telling and sharing his story right along with so many other great stories that we've been talking about. Now, Paul, I've got to ask you, what particular blood work did you have done? And then I'm going to have Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gammon kind of talk about some of the things we do at Executive Medicine Texas.
Okay. Basically, in 2007, after searching about 50 doctors, anti-aging doctors, I went to the one in Florida where I was living. And he did a blood work on me, and he said, there are a couple of things that are really necessary for you to change. He said, you are very low in vitamin D, way below the range that they have, low and high.
Right.
And my IGF was also low. That's a human growth factor. So he said, you need to get both of them. So when I started on vitamin D, it took me 6 months to get to where it needed to be, close to 90. Actually, I wanted 90, but it got me about 45, 50, just above the wing.
And that's even
then
living
I started
in Florida.
I know, but everybody's system is different.
Right.
The main thing is know what it is and do whatever it takes to get there. So then I started taking 2 5,000 milligrams of vitamin D, and that got me to 90. Now, why is this important? I recently did my bone scan, and I found out that my bone density is higher than it was 13 years ago because I keep record of all that.
Right.
And the only reason I can say that is because of hormone replacement therapy.
This is true.
There's no other reason why an aging person would get his bone density higher if it's about a 20-year-old person.
Oh, you're exactly right.
I know it's working.
So testosterone alone and then combined with the vitamin D, those two things will very well make your bones more dense.
And magnesium, too. And magnesium, too.
Yep.
Yeah. So anyway, then I started using these things, and I found one day that doing research that people who have had heart attack, they generally have very low magnesium, and they need to up their magnesium, and I was told up to 6 grams per day is safe dose. So I started with 2,000, went up to 3,000 milligrams per day. Now I'm using 1,280 milligrams magnesium citrate. Now what happened is interesting. that Cleveland Clinic tried to diagnose why I was having a shin pain in my left leg in 5 minutes after I get on treadmill. They did all kind of tests. They couldn't figure it. They said, we can't figure it out. But as soon as I started taking magnesium, not only that pain went away, but also what they call it when you have your, when you have suddenly cramps, yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
cramps in my leg
cramps, uh-huh.
used
yeah.
to be really bad. They went away too. So I knew magnesium is needed for several reasons, not just for that heart, but the body needs more magnesium.
Right.
I bet you're sleeping better too.
Yeah, and while they didn't know, you know, what happened, but most doctors, my gut feeling is, I may be going on the limb by saying this thing, but my gut feeling is this healthcare system is going to destroy by itself in 10 years. We're going to go to functional medicine.
Yeah,
we need
I agree.
To go what is making us sick.
Right.
And
instead of putting
way,
Band-Aids
on
it. I mean, that's what they want to do. They
exactly.
want to put Band-Aids on it. They want to prescribe drugs. I mean, drugs have their place. Sometimes we need them. But, man, I tell you what, let's just fix the problem. First, find out what's causing the symptoms. I mean,
exactly.
That is one, like, missing link. You know, I don't know, Paul, if you've been on our Executive Medicine of Texas website, but we have patients that fly in from all over the globe. They're here for a half day, and we literally can tell them more about their body than they ever thought. We do over 100 different lab values. You know, we're testing everything. We're testing their autonomic nervous system, their fitness levels,
yeah,
their cognition.
I agree.
And that's what we should be doing. We shouldn't just be,
exactly.
you know, having somebody come in and say, I've got a headache. Okay, take this. And that's the end of the discussion.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. One of my doctors I went to, I said, I want to lower cholesterol levels by diet. She said, I don't believe in diets. I only believe in pills. And I think that's true of 99%
gosh.
Of the doctors.
Did you change doctors?
yeah, did you change doctors?
Well, I have several doctors, so I don't depend on one. There's a story I'll tell another podcast. Why I had to go to four different cardiologists to make a decision. I'll tell you that story another day. And anyway, the point I wanted to make was that what has that done for me? I can only speak personally for me. I've been dating since 1999 when me and my wife went our separate ways. When all the kids were settled and, you know, we weren't worried about the kids. And I have the last four dates I had were all 27 years, coincidentally, were younger than me. And not one of them could keep up with me. So I know that these things are real, okay? These three, taking care of your health and hormone replacement therapy really, really works. But having said that, I also want to finally say that this is the lesson in all this for me, that you need to educate yourself and be your own doctor in a way.
Well, how about partner with your physician?
Well,
sometimes it's dangerous people being their own doctor.
No. I'm coming to that. If you're going to use HRT, you have to learn yourself to monitor your own blood work as to the optimal ranges and keep them there. Most doctors don't even know what the optimal range is. They only know what the normal range is for your age of general population.
Right, which
but
has declined over time. So that right there ought to tell you, you don't want to be the average person 77.
Exactly.
You don't want to be in the range of the average 77 in today's world.
No.
That is not what you
want. I want to be where 21 is.
Yeah. And just
but
for people
to do that, yeah, but here's the reason why are people not doing it, okay? So that's a big question. To do that, you have to have a passion for the life you want to live. That forces people to think long-term, not short-term, and that is the only way one is motivated to live not only a balanced, healthy life, but the very best life you can achieve. I am eating 70 different plant-based food twice a day. Most people don't have time for that kind of thing. And if you want the very best, it's not going to come cheap and easy. You're going to have a partner work with you, a doctor who knows what he's doing, if you don't want to take time to learn on your own. And you may still need doctors because you can't write your own prescriptions.
Right. Hey, but Paul, worth anything Paul, I got to ask you a question. Yeah. Are you single?
Yeah, please.
So,
yeah.
So you're single? Are you
Yes, I am single.
Are you looking?
I am looking so desperately. Everybody knows in my family, Paul, I was born to be with a woman, and that's what drives my agenda since I was 9 years old. I have to have a one-woman man. I have to have a woman that I can adore in my life. And intimacy is uppermost necessary for living long.
All right. So just we only got about a minute. Give us your real quick what you're looking for, because we have listeners across the country. Maybe one of them. We're going to make a love connection.
I really appreciate that you giving me that opportunity. All I'm looking for is somebody, white, single female, over 50, and somebody that is into super healthy lifestyle, particularly possible whole plant-based diet. That's all. And somebody wants to be adored like they've never been adored and appreciate it in their life.
All right. Listen to our listeners. They can go on stayyoungamerica.com. Send us your contact. We'll forward it over to Paul. Paul, thanks for coming on. You've been a blast. Lots of great information. I love your story of how you have completely taken your health and really done some great things with it. And I still can't get over that you're 77. When I see your picture, I think you're in your 50s, so that just blows me away. But thanks so much for coming on. And for our listeners, grab a pen. We have a Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every show, 844-WELL-100.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, at the end of this and every single show, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of our award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. Grab a pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100, because if you get the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day correct and you give us your information, we'll ship you out a free copy of that book. And also follow us on Twitter, at StayYoungMedia.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, sometimes you come across somebody that you think is the bee's knees, and I met this really fascinating person named Ronnie Kennedy, and Ronnie Kennedy owns Kennedy Construction, and I had, like, this dilemma. I needed some stuff hauled off of some property, and they do demolition. They've got, like, all these big trucks, and they are just fantastic at what they do. And I had to find a way to give this guy a shout out, because if you're in the Texas area, if you're in the state of Texas, and I don't know, maybe Ronnie travels, he can help you with some of the biggest projects ever. Ronnie, thanks for agreeing to come on and play Medical Mania Trivia with us.
Sure.
And he's a man of many words. Did I add that? Hey, the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you a couple of medical trivia questions. And just so you know, we don't let doctors and nurses come on. So we don't expect you to get them all right, but we do expect you to have a lot of fun. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right, Ronnie, first question. What bone in your body is connected by 15 muscles but not a single bone? Doesn't touch another bone.
I don't know.
Should we give him a hint?
Well, let's see. Let's say it's
give him the medical word. Let's see if he can figure out the non-medical word.
How about your scapula?
Scapula. I'm clueless.
That would be your shoulder blade. Shoulder blade is not connected to any other bones.
Just kind of floating out there.
Yeah. Here's an easier one. You got a 50% chance on this one. It's a true or false, Ronnie. A baby is born without kneecaps. True or false? It is true. Babies have no kneecaps. They appear about age two.
They just have a little fat pads, you know, on top of their knees. They're so cute.
All right. Third question. Liver cells are replaced how often? Daily, weekly, or over several years? How often do we replace our liver cells, those hepatocytes?
I'm going to go with daily.
No, years.
Years. So years. Next time you go on that drunk, it's going to be years before your liver recovers from it. I'm not saying you.
Not,
get
not
drunk.
You, Ronnie. We're not talking about you. We're talking about our listeners out there. But he did laugh.
Okay, Ronnie, the next question, you've got a 33% chance here. Who has a better sense of smell? Is it women? Is it men? Or is it children? Which has the best sense of smell? Women, men, or children?
I'm going to go with children.
You are correct.
I got one. Yes.
All right, Ronnie. Final question. True or false? Your skin is considered to be an organ. True or false?
False.
No, it's the largest organ in your body.
See, it sweats. That's what makes it an organ.
Well, Ronnie, I have to tell you, this is good for business because this is proof that you're really good at what you do.
Yeah, can you ask me about tractors and stuff?
You'll get them all right every time, right? Hey, I'm going to is it okay with you if I give out your phone number? Because I cannot say enough how fairly you treated me and my family. What a great job you did. Is that okay with you?
Certainly. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I want to give out our listeners, if you need something that requires heavy equipment done, this is who you need to call. It's Kennedy Construction. He's out of Grandview, but he goes all over the state of Texas. 817-781-3065. That's 817-781-3065. Now, here's what we're going to send you. Are you ready? We're going to send you some resveratrol. Because resveratrol is out of our Stay Young vitamin line, but it's going to keep your brain firing on all cylinders. And then we're also going to send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream. You can either take that for yourself or you can give it to your wife. Is your wife's name Karen? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe you want to give it to Karen. But I tell you what, we had a blast with you. Thanks for coming on. And any advice you want to give to our listeners?
Stay healthy.
Okay, that's good advice.
That's good advice. All right. We'll talk to you later, cowboy. Bye.
Thank you, folks.
Bye-bye. Well, he was just the nicest guy. I'm so glad we got to bring him on and give him a little shout-out. Absolutely a fantastic person. So on this this journey of people staying young and staying healthy, each of you, give out one thing that you've done to stay young and stay healthy in the last 12 months?
Well, making sure your hormones are good, I would say that's a big one right there.
One thing in the last 12 months. So I did, it's probably been a little longer than 12 months, but I added the Elysium Basic to my supplements.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Which is the NAD.
Yeah.
Right.
So that, you know, it's so funny because I watch you, and what you do is you come up with all these things on our Immortal Minute, and then you go research the heck out of them, and then you implement them. It's like Dr. Anderson
vice versa.
Going to live forever. Yeah. Or you take them off. Right.
Or do them, and then, or switch them out.
So, you know, one thing I started doing is going to Orange Theory. And I don't know if they have those across the country, but I even drug Walter Gammon here, Dr. Gammon, to Orange Theory.
I could barely walk afterwards.
I know, but you made it through the whole hour. I was so impressed.
Yes. So it's a series of exercises. They have a rowing machine, a treadmill, and then the weight area. And
but they go so fast that you don't feel like you're in one area for too long.
Right, right. I actually enjoyed the rowing very much, but it made me breathless after a while. So,
but that'll pass.
It'll pass, yeah.
You know.
I've been a little bit out of condition because of some illnesses with infections and so on.
It's because you're exposed to all this with everybody.
Yeah. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333, or go to SmartNewYou.com. Charlie does a great radio ablation procedure at the base of the tongue that gets rid of your CPAP device. It's really marvelous.
Stops your snoring.
Most insurances cover it. Here's this week's riddle. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am I? Let me repeat that, Judy. I have two legs, but they only touch the ground while I'm at rest. What am I? Send in your answers about Dementia Defender. Defend against dementia.
All right. You're going to go to StayYoungAmerica.com, and you can fill out the Contact Us form, or you can call us at toll-free 844-WELL-100. How you get the free book is you got to get the riddle right, and then you got to tell us where to send a copy of that award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And leave your phone number, too, because if we can't understand your address or your zip code or something, we might call you just to get it straight. If you get it wrong, wrong, you'll get a postcard from me saying thank you for playing. Try again next time. But I got to tell you, I love listening to some of these answers. I'd say most people get them right, but sometimes we get some really funny answers. And sometimes people just call to say they want to play. So even if you want to come on and play Medical Mania Trivia, we want to hear from you. That number is 844-WELL-100.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New information after suspicious packages are sent to military installations and government buildings around the nation's capital yesterday. Federal authorities in Washington now say that a male suspect is in custody. He's identified only as a man from the Pacific Northwest. NBC News is reporting that the suspect sent a total of 12 such packages, including packages addressed to the White House and the CIA.
Reports indicate the leader of North Korea may have been on his first trip outside his reclusive nation since coming to power in 2011 yesterday when he met in Beijing, reportedly with the Chinese President Xi Jinping. China expert Paul Hanley of the Carnegie Endowment says he wouldn't be surprised, especially given all the talk of a meeting between Kim and President Trump soon.
China does not want to sit on the sidelines and be a spectator in terms of what's happening here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook.